Yeah, roger that. Well, I started out with my Baofeng handheld, and the bummer is sometimes I like to get a little long-winded. I like to talk. I can't help it. But anyway, it end up the battery would die on me mid-transmit while I was still transmitting. The battery would go out, and the 448, Kurt up there, it happened twice talking to him, and kind of embarrassing. And then Jack told me, I was saying something about getting something for a base, and Jack told me DB20. He said, you know, you won't regret it. And then as I talked to people out there, as I got to know people, Sherman and all of them, now I'm finding out they're all talking on DB20s, and they sound really good. So I decided to get a DB20, and that's what I'm on right now. Never had a problem with it. One time, I wasn't watching myself. I always run on medium. I never run high or anything, but I wasn't paying attention, and I was getting really long-winded, super long-winded on it, and I noticed then that there's times I would key up, and it wouldn't key. It would just beep. And then if I changed the channel, go up a channel, and come back, it would key. So I went to reach behind it to see if my coax was loose or something. And I laid my hand on the top of the radio, and oh, boy. Man, that radio was so damn hot, you couldn't keep your hand up on it, man. I really heated it up. But I let it cool down, and it's back functioning again. I haven't owned any of the other one, any of the other radios that everybody talks about on here. Don't know much about them. But when somebody asks me, you know, what would I recommend, I tell them, get the DB20, man. You won't regret it. It's a great working radio. It served me very well. I'm really happy with it there, okay?